Hello, everybody, and welcome back to CJ Evolution. And for Tuesday, August 4th, 2015, my name is Pat Fitzgibbons, and this is podcast number 8. I hope everybody's doing well on this Tuesday, the very beginning of August, and I cannot believe that we are in August, folks. And I hope everybody's doing well. I've been gone for the last couple of days, and now I'm back doing another podcast. I don't want to do daily podcasts because I don't want to get, for one, I don't want to bombard you. And two, I don't want to get burned out quick. I know some podcasts do daily podcasts, and that's good for them. But I'm going to go ahead and do it every other day or sometimes once a week. Again, that keeps me fresh, I think, keeps you wanting a little bit more. And I don't want anybody, you or I, to get burned out. And I think that's what happens sometimes. So, again, welcome, everybody. I hope everybody's doing okay. And today I wanted to talk about some more, I think, good information, good topic to talk about. And that is the topic of crossroads. And what I mean by that is crossroads. What are you going to do when you get out of law enforcement? Are you preparing yourself, folks, for law enforcement? Because sooner or later, like I said, we all face that crossroads on what we're going to do after this job is over. After we retire or we decide we want to get out of it, we're going to stand at that crossroads. And I want to make sure that everybody's doing what they should be doing, getting yourself prepared. And I don't want to freak out anybody, and I don't want to insinuate anything. But again, we're all going to face those times when we're going to have to make a decision whether or not we want to keep doing this great job, and it is a great job, or do we want to retire and look at something else. And I would prepare, or I want to try to get you in that mindset of trying to prepare yourself for that day. Because for people like me who are in their, well, mid-40s, you know, I am approaching, within the next couple of years, I'm approaching that crossroads. What am I going to do? Am I polishing up on my skills? Am I making myself valuable? Am I doing things that could better position me in the private sector? Or am I looking at starting my own business? Folks, we live in a great time. The most amazing time in history, where we now have the ability to do things that our predecessors couldn't do. Well, they could, but it was a lot more difficult. For instance, starting a business, leveraging communication, leveraging marketing, it's amazing. Everybody has an equal shot, for the most part, in that field. Whereas, you know, 10, 20 years ago, if you wanted to start a business, you would have to go through a marketing firm, right? In most cases, spend a ton of money. But nowadays, you can market yourself, right? Can use the internet technologies out there to get your message out, i.e. podcast, wink, wink, or you can start a business, you know. So I would encourage everybody to kind of, you know, start thinking about this stuff. Maybe not the young officers out there, because you have much more to think about. But again, people in my age group that have been doing it for a long time, 20 plus years, I mean, you're going to have to start thinking about that. And I would encourage everybody, again, to start educating yourself to what's out there, you know, to using all those great things that you've learned in law enforcement, communication skills, interpersonal skills, written skills, de-escalation skills. All those things could be easily transferred to the private sector. And again, why am I talking about this? Because of my podcast. You know, it's law enforcement related, but it's a hint of entrepreneurship. And that's what I am, too. I am an entrepreneur. My wife and I have our business that's up and running, and we're working on it because, again, I just believe in being versatile, folks. You have to be versatile in this day and age. The days of, you know, spending, you know, 50 years at one job or 40 years are gone. They're not there anymore. So you have to be versatile. You have to be prepared to do something in case something happens to your primary job. Multiple streams of income. I believe of that, and that too a lot. Have multiple streams, meaning you have your primary job, you can have something on the side, maybe you can do something else. So if one income stream dries up, well, you have other income streams coming in, right? So that's the name of the game, folks. It really is, you know. And I'm not trying to make it all about money. I'm just trying to make it more about preparing yourself for a life after law enforcement. Again, you will all face that crossroads sooner or later. So again, be prepared. Arm yourself with the best tools available. Again, we live in a day and age where, you know, it is so easier to educate yourself of the possibilities out there. And I'm a huge proponent of entrepreneurship, like I said before, starting your own business, going back to school. Education is power. Self-education is sometimes the best. Not formal education, although I believe in formal education. Self-education is huge. So, folks, that's all I had for today. I hope this has been beneficial for you. I wanted to let everybody know that CJ Evolution now is on iTunes. We are on iTunes, folks. I'm excited about that. I shouldn't be getting that excited, but I am excited. So head over to iTunes, search CJ Evolution, and you should see me come up with along with these episodes. You can get on there, give us a review. We'd love to hear from you. We're also on Podbean.com, you can head over there too and give us a review. You can also shoot me an email at pjfitz40@gmail.com or patrick@cjevolution.com. We'd love to hear from you, folks. Again, this is a brand new podcast. We want to hear the feedback. We want to hear what you want to hear, you know, in upcoming shows. We would love to hear from you. So shoot us an email. We'll get back to you. And again, that's it for Tuesday, August 4th, 2015, folks. Have a great rest of your week, and we will see you again at our next podcast. Bye-bye.